Did you know we live stream the recording of this podcast every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, Rumble, Twitch, Kick, and X? Come join us.
Boomer Bunker Prime Time. Time to make the switch and show our middle fingers to Twitch. Liking the hot tub streams on Kick better. Anyway, I am Boomer Bob, and currently doing their own hot tub streams, John Domingo and the Duchess.
Good evening, everyone.
It's going to be a rough one, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you that right now. Oh, hang on one second. I feel like shit. Hold on.
Why?
Let me guess. You feel old-fashioned?
Yeah, I feel a little too old-fashioned right now. Today we were recording the Brand X podcast, and I partaked too many old fashions. I was day drinking. I still have the one that Deuce made me. The smell of it makes me nauseous, so I don't know. We'll see what happens.
But yeah, hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog. We'll see what happens.
You definitely partook
this afternoon. All right. So I guess we can recap what happened.
No. You already did that on Brand X.
No one. This is a different show, Bob. Forget about everything that happened on Brand X. Doesn't matter. No one knows. Nope. The show's not even out yet. So how can I? Bob.
Go listen to Brand X, everybody, and then come back
it's
here.
It's not out yet.
Wait 3 weeks.
Jesus.
Press pause. Wait for John to edit and upload the episode, and then come back and press play on this one.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
I'll let.
All right. So last week we got permanently suspended off of Twitch, and we're not 100% sure why, because of course we're too small. Whatever. They won't tell us why. They just said terms of service. So we don't know if it was the ladies or Bob's 9/11.
It wasn't the background. That is fucking absurd. Absurd. That's all anybody played that day. Okay, what's the difference between a still image of it as a green screen or a fucking video of it for an entire hour show?
I'm just telling you what the public's been saying, Bob. I'm not saying I agree with it or one
way. The public.
All right, it's
your
choice. They're
all fucking haters anyway.
There are fans that were saying this. It wasn't haters.
Right.
Just saying.
Sure.
The one problem we have, so let's discuss this, because I want to seriously have a discussion about this, because the one thing that we could do if we wanted to live stream to something, we could make a Facebook group where people come in and they're fans of the show and they can come in there and we can live stream to that and they can chat in there and we can see the chat and put the chat up. The problem with Facebook groups are that it shows your real name. So you'd have to try to put an alias in there. I don't know if you could or you couldn't. I don't know if you guys want to try to do that.
No.
Okay.
I don't want to be anywhere where they're going to fucking pull our plug.
Yeah.
All right. The problem we have is that we just can't see the Rumble chat. Now, I'm looking at right now.
I can see it fine.
You can? Because I'm looking at the Rumble chat right now, and I don't see anybody. Has anybody said
a
word?
Because you're not looking in the right place. There's a pop-out chat. I have it popped out, though. We have... Yeah, we got Lisa chat in there. We got Nick in there. Mike's in there. I'm in there. Jody B.
Jody. Mm-hmm. All right,
hang on a second. And says it's not like Bob was dressed up as a plane in front of an old photo of the tower. See,
there we go.
Yeah.
I see.
Oh, I'm wearing my aviator glasses.
Somebody's in there. Deuce for Brand X.
Here is that better?
You better drink that.
How about Michigan socks? There we go.
So anyhow, we're off a kick, and I knew it was going to happen soon. I knew we were going to do something sooner or later. And the only problem I have with that is our friend Eric Zane was having a ball with the fact that we got kicked off, and he again content for him.
I'm sure it is.
So we had the fattening the other day. On, I guess it was Tuesday at 1 o'clock, we went on his patron and we had a conversation. And basically what I did was I matched his energy. If he wanted to fight, we would have fought. If he wanted to be respectful and have a respectful conversation, I did. I had a respectful conversation. So the thing we go through the whole thing. And then this morning I go into his show and I just sit there and I let everybody else talk. And boy, oh boy, were they pissed. They hate me. And I get it. I don't mind it, but I got a lot of positive response from people.
Yeah. And if Eric's decided to like you all of a sudden, they'd start liking you too. It's fucking, they're a bunch of simps, man. Fuck them.
Well, the funny thing was that he was getting so much hate. He's like, I think I'm out of the John Domingo business. And didn't I predict this? Didn't I say that I could get him canceled?
Go back to talking about fucking washing your damn brother-in-law's asshole. Who gives a fuck? I don't care. Well, fucking get your job back driving a fucking limo so you have something to talk about.
Okay. You say that, but I received some texts just tonight. 6:57, an hour before we came on.
Incredible.
Here are the texts. Dear Stupid, please explain to me how your free speech was violated when Twitch shut you down.
Wah, wah.
Now, maybe I said my free speech was violated. I don't know. This is what I'm saying. Twitch is very, and YouTube is very censorship heavy. Like, in other words, you can't talk about adult things and adult situations or topics that are not from the left or liberal, I guess, point of view. And that's not us, so we really shouldn't be there. But we were hanging out there anyhow because
everybody... they lay underneath the fucking blanket of, 230, but yet, they just do what they want. All right, they make it up as they go. We don't like this stuff, so therefore it's a hate speech or it's whatever. It violates our TOS.
Right. So, again, people go, well, it's a company. It's a private company. They could do whatever they want. Okay. But if you have the government coming in and telling them what to do and who to ban and what to ban and stuff like that, now the government is using a corporation to go around the Constitution.
Censor?
Kind of sort of censorship or a violation of my First Amendment rights, which is free speech. Now, listen, I understand that his moles and everything are in here and they'll talk. And this is given every content, which, listen, I listened to his show. He needs the content. He needs the content.
Oh, so yeah, that's great reason. Good reason.
Right, so
fuck him, fuck his show, and fuck everybody who still fucking listens to him. Fuck him.
That's fine.
I don't care. I don't give a shit.
I understand. So then he says, so then the next text. Also, 10, count them, 10 people are currently following you on Kick. The other day, he didn't even know what Kick was. Now he's over on Kick looking to see how many people are following us on Kick. All right.
How many following him?
So then he says, which, by the way, is part of Amazon, which runs Twitch. I don't think that's true.
No, the guys who started Kick used to be developers for Twitch, from what I know. I don't know. I don't keep up with it. I'm just going Amazon by what others have said in chat on other Kick streams.
Right.
It was founded as a competitor to Amazon-owned Twitch. It's actually backed by Stake.com.
All right. So then he says... I'm sorry, I represent. I heard you today. You're out of the John Domingo business. Why do you care? Also, watch me build those followers. I don't need Twitch. We don't need Twitch.
Oh, well, for the love said, of God!
As you said, this is a live streaming of us recording the audio version of our show.
Now, listen, I'm not going to lie. Am I going to miss the chat? I'm absolutely going to miss the
everybody.
Chat. Whatever.
I thought we were carrying forward with the Brand X thing every time you do one of your catchphrases.
You know what? From now on, Bob, I'm kicking you. You're not allowed to listen. If you're going to do this every time I record Brand X,
every time John does one of his catchphrases, you got to drink. First of all,
usually when someone says first of all, everybody shuts up so they can continue the sentence. So you said first of all, is there anything to follow that?
I was doing one of your catchphrases, but I did some math today and it turns out I give about 30% of my money to charity. Except when she's a bitch, then I give it to this other chick. Heyo, that deserves a... All right.
So his next text to me was, it's not my fault. Everybody hates you.
You're right. The whole world hates you, John.
I mean, I'm really in his head. I must have done a pretty good job. So today he's in there saying, I dispatched that moron.
Dispatched.
Okay. Yeah. I thought we had a conversation about a sensitive topic. He's put his points across. I put my points across. I don't know. Am I wrong? You guys listened.
What was your question regarding Eric? I'm sorry. That did you dispatch of him or did he dispatch of you? I'm sorry.
I'm just saying that, you know, we had a conversation. It wasn't horrible. We didn't scream at each other like it wasn't a big giant fight.
No, it was
I matched his energy. If he started screaming and calling me names, I would have screamed and called him names. If that's what he wanted, that's what he should have done. It's his show. It was his platform. I just went in and did. He could tell he had questions written down. He had a bunch of questions written down.
I kept adding to it, and I watched him.
Yeah, I saw him writing stuff down, which is fine. But and I predicted all this. I predicted that there was no way that he would be able to handle or his audience would handle. And now that his audience is all upset over me, when I go into chat, the whole place starts buzzing. So, but I knew this was going to happen. So he's like, I'm out of the John Domingo business.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Yeah, meanwhile, someone over in his Discord said, you know, I haven't downloaded one of these Patreon episodes in a while, and I don't know who you are, but I like what you did, and Eric did a horrible job.
Well, there you go.
So I guess everybody
has their own opinions on how the show went.
Yeah, so he just sent me one now. It just says, well, there you go.
There you go,
buddy. All you need is her and one more, and you've got a cool dozen on Kick. I didn't know it was a her.
I don't care. Whoever commented is probably now banned. So I'm sorry.
Yeah. So anyhow, so if you guys could keep up with the chat, because I'll have to figure out how to get into the live chat. I don't know what I'm doing wrong here.
It's okay.
I'll try one other thing. Let me try one other thing since we're doing this.
Hey, Sparky.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if you're over on Rumble or on Kick, please give us a follow so we, you know, so we know that you're there, and we can get our numbers up so Eric, you know, because I know he's all worried about this.
He is very, it's very kind of him to be so concerned about our numbers.
Yeah. There it is.
Hey, we have like a follow-up. The other night we did the story about the New Mexico governor taking away, you know, wanting to do a 30-day suspension on open carry, concealed carry, and all that. We have kind of a follow-up on that. Okay. She went on to CNN, and that probably wasn't a good idea. She thought it was safe, but maybe not.
No law shall abridge the right of citizens to keep and bear arms for security and defense.
We just heard from the sheriff. He joins the attorney general and others who say they won't enforce it. It's unconstitutional. Why do it if it can't be enforced?
Fewer guns on the streets makes everyone safer, and I'm focused on everyone's constitutional rights, not just those the NRA says I should be focused on. These are NRA talking points about their rights and not about anybody else's, and it's not a ban. It's a temporary pause.
Governor, the Constitution of New Mexico and the Constitution of the United States, and you're an attorney. Do you think you're on solid constitutional ground here?
Well, we're going to see. I mean, look, I wouldn't do it if I didn't think I had the right. I have the right.
Where is the right?
NRA and other issues on the Second Amendment keeps getting broadened. So the Bruin case in New York, right, that deals with concealed carry, cases in Texas that say you can
be
a drug.
You bring up the Bruin case. The Supreme Court last year. Let me just ask you this: because the Supreme Court last year totally changed what we're allowed to do, what you're allowed to do, and they said unless you can base it in the history and tradition, you don't have grounds to do something like this. The New Mexico Constitution, I looked last night, Article 2, Section 6, says this, quote, no law shall abridge the right of citizens to keep and bear arms for security and defense. No municipality or county shall regulate in any way any incident of the right to keep and bear arms. Are you not in violation of both the U.S. Constitution and your state's constitution?
I don't believe that we are.
But you're wrong.
You're a poopy head. You're a poopy head. You know something? You're just a right-wing MAGNA supporter. You probably aren't vaccinated.
Probably not.
I don't believe we are.
Then she called her a cunt and stormed off the stage.
Then they made out and left, right? Is that how it would be? No, she can't. She's like, well, I don't believe it is. Well, it doesn't matter what you believe.
She knows exactly what
law enforcement's like, we're not enforcing this. She's like, well, you should. It's just temporary.
Yeah, it's just 2 weeks. It's for the greater good.
Yeah, you just have to stay in your house 2 weeks, too, right?
It's for the greater good. Here, I have a video for you. Here, all the things that we did for the greater good.
We need you to stay in your home for a couple weeks. It's for the greater good. We need you to close your business, just for a short time. It's for the greater good. We need you to stay home just a little bit longer than 2 weeks. It's for the greater good.
Unless you own or work at Walmart.
We need you to wear this on your face. Mm-hmm. It's for the greater good. We need you to wear two of these on your face. It's for the greater good.
Or an Apple store.
We need you to inject this into your body. It's for the greater good. We need you to spend the holidays alone. It's for the greater good. You must inject this into your body if you want to feed your family. It's for the greater good. We need you to stop eating that. It's not good for the environment. It's for the greater good. We need you to stop driving your car and flying. It's for the greater good. We need you to stop heating your home so often. It's for the greater good. We need you to stop saying that. It's hurting some people's feelings. This is for the greater good. We need you to stop having children. It's not good for the planet. This is for the greater good. We need you to stop talking about your faith. It's offending people. This is for the greater good. We need to separate you from your children because you're not complying. This is for the greater good. We need to hold you in a facility for a little while for not cooperating. This is for the greater good.
There you go. For the greater good, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what's creepy about that? It was just the way that she just maintained the level of her voice. For the greater good.
I'm going back to this morning when I was listening to the chat over it. Or reading the chat over at the Eric Zane Show. And they were so offended because I called Dylan, I misgendered Dylan Mulvaney as a man. And I will go back and say that I did misgender Dylan. Dylan is a man. You all are misgendering. Now, they were very offended. Guess what? I don't care. I don't care.
I don't care. I don't care.
I'm not giving up my right to free speech or what I think or my opinions just so you don't have to be offended. Go be offended. Go whatever happens to you when you get offended. If you shit your pants, if you fall over, if it makes you go out and have a drink, whatever it does when you get offended, that's your problem, not my problem. What you should learn how to do is maybe not be so offended all the time. Maybe you ought to try that. Try not to be so offended. It's very, very easy.
Do you remember the phrase, at least my parents said it to me a lot, and I know quite a few other folks know it, suck it up.
Suck it up.
Suck it up. You'll be fine. You can be offended and still move on with your life. You can not like something and continue to live your life. It's okay. We all don't have everything the way we want.
But I have Twitter.
Yeah, but you don't understand. These people, they've been persecuted their whole lives, and now they have to dress up as a man and take hormones and have their boobs cut off, and we're supposed to sit there and say that's okay, and we're like, what?
I guess some people have battles. Yeah,
it's for the greater good. That's the greater good.
For the gayer good.
What are you trying to get us thrown off of iTunes?
Yeah, stop. Really, Bob. Really pushing it.
What's up, America? Stop. You say that every time I bring up his videos.
Because he looks like Danny Bonaduce.
Have you guys ever taken any of the cold medications that you buy over the counter? You know, like,
I used to.
I don't know, Tylenol, like cold and flu, like Sudafed, that kind of stuff.
NyQuil, maybe. Yeah, once
have you ever noticed it do any good? Like,
no.
Yeah, sometimes it drives me up. Stuff out of it.
If nothing else, like the NyQuil stuff, you know, helps you knock you out, whatever, right?
So does a couple of good old fashions. I plan on finding out later as soon as we
cured the cold with fucking Jägermeister. True story.
I did one time. As a matter of fact, we can confirm this with Deuce, my co-host on the Brand X podcast. Check that out. Download, find it and download it on your favorite podcast app. One time I had a really horrible cold, and I drank 6 shots of Jack Daniels and ate horseradish, ground horseradish right off the spoon. I ate like 4 or 5 of them because I couldn't taste or smell anything. Next day, right as rain. So I did solve that problem. Jack Daniels and horseradish. Cure for the common cold.
Well, you're going to have to keep doing that because you're not going to be able to get the other stuff.
Hey, what's up, America? So the FDA has ruled that Benadryl, Sudafed, and Dayquil need to be pulled off of pharmacy shelves because the shit doesn't work. After extensive study, the FDA apparently says that the active ingredient in Benadryl, Sudafed, and Dayquil doesn't do anything, and apparently it's just made up horse shit, so they're saying that they're taking it off the fucking store shelves. But this accounts for $1.8 billion in sales in the industry, and apparently that's going to be zeroed out into the toilet. So far, these brands include Sudafed Sinus, Tylenol Cold and Flu, specifically the severe kind, Sinex Daytime, Robitussin Multi Anti-symptom cold medicine, Benadryl congestion medicine, and Alka-Seltzer Plus severe cold and flu medicine. So the full list is right here, and it even has some Vicks fucking shit in there. Two kinds, actually, but you can tell there's a great deal of medicine that might be pulled from the market because it was deemed useless and not working. So have you guys ever had any good effects from any of these medicines?
All right, hold on a second.
But yet the vaccine's still available.
I think you missed the whole fucking thing here, Bob. I don't think you've been paying attention. Do you know when you get COVID, and one of the things they tell you to do is when you go home and if you're having congestion and stuff, is to take all those medications.
Right.
Those medications are what doctors, yeah. when you get COVID and they have nothing for you, all those medications are what you use to basically take care of your symptoms and all to get you through this. So now what they're doing is now COVID's coming back. They're removing all that stuff. So they're going to force you to take. Now, why is it that someone's going to take and force somebody to take a fucking vaccine that doesn't stop you from getting it, doesn't stop you from spreading it? Maybe it helps with some of your systems. That's not proven. That's horse shit. That doesn't, who knows? They say it does, but does it? You don't know. Has anybody that has received the vaccine died of COVID? I don't know. This is ridiculous.
I haven't.
Hey, Adu says, ding, drink up.
Where's Adu said? I don't see what you're talking about.
Adu's from the brand X.
Ding, right drink here. Up. Okay. Are we still? That is Adu from brand X. He's got the fucking logo. He made the logo. He got the logo. All right. All right, we're done with that bit. I'm not dinging anymore with my catchphrases. I have catchphrases. Sue me. What the fuck? You're killing me. If we do this, I won't be able to talk tonight.
I know. He's already having a tough time staying
Look,
on.
Look, I got a headache. I need Sudafed, Benadryl.
Need a whole cocktail.
I need everything here.
Of antihistamines.
Just deduce, you're watching. Here's the drink you made me today. It's still that God. Full. Every time I bring it up to my mouth, I feel like I'm going to vomit. My mouth waters. I can't. I can't. I tried to stay drunk through this whole thing. Now I'm coming down. I think I'm hungover.
Now you're ruined.
They do not want you. They want to kill the olds with this fucking COVID. It's coming back. They need to do something. The whole time after the election, all of a sudden COVID went away. Now here we go. We're getting ready for the 2024 election. Oh, my God. COVID's coming back. Is it killing any more people than it did before? No. Could we use other medications and treat this? Yes, we can, because doctors are doing it. Doctors will do it. They can use HCQ and ivermectin and vitamin drips. Some of the stuff that you're talking about, decongestion and steroids and stuff like that. They've been able to treat this thing and not kill anybody from it. And also, this virus is a weakened strain than what it is before. Of course, they're naming it. Every time they find this thing mutate a little bit, they give it another name. They want to scare the shit out of you with it. If you want to go take the vaccine, take it. No one stops you. But if you don't want to take it, if people don't want to take it, fine. They don't have to take it. If you want to try to make people take something they don't want to take, go fuck yourselves. Right, Deuce?
So go fuck yourselves.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see? I don't have like the article or anything. Did you see where it's all over fucking like Twitter and everywhere about, I guess, Mexico or Mexican like authorities found or got from Peru some mummified alien bodies?
Well, it's funny you say that, Bob. Today we were talking about this on the Brand X podcast. Where the fuck is my videos? I can't find them, motherfucker. What did I do?
Have a drink. Maybe you will. I do love that. It's just a nice...
Thank you for your view.
Kills the silence, you know?
It's very important to us.
Sparky says the alien things are just a diversion.
Right. They're just a diversion. All right, Bob, I can't find it. I don't know what I did with it.
Well, it doesn't really matter. Look, if you saw it, you saw it. But if not, here's some hilarious renditions of the mummies. Oops. There's one.
It's Nancy Pelosi.
It's Pelosi.
Oh, no, those tits anywhere.
Well, and then the other one.
Your tit man, I suppose.
The other one is, looks like this.
That is the most accurate one I've seen yet.
Joe Biden. What's
That's
going
his
on,
dad.
Joe
That's
Biden?
Joe Biden's dad.
Good Lord. From what I know, those mummified aliens were last seen crossing the Rio Grande.
Oh.
They'll have no problem.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll just float right over.
Oh, they will.
And probably get an iPhone and when they get here. So, John, are you pulling something up or is it on me, bud?
Yeah, it's pretty much. Hold on. Let me see something. I got one for you.
All kinds
Why
of
don't
shit,
we just, do this? Why don't we have
go,
a
girl.
Palate cleanser?
There you
all
go.
Right. All right. There you go. let me just say that I named this pasta eater and you'll see why.
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say
what?
Say
what? Oh my God.
That is
all the guys
one.
In the chat. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Definitely. Oh, that's so gross.
Here it comes. What?
She could tongue both nuts
Look
at the same
at
time.
Look at that. She's
oh
got her tongue split.
God.
The dexterity. I mean, this girl should take this show on the road. Watch her grab those noodles.
Say what?
God damn.
Oh, my God.
She looks like a fucking alien.
I'm sure her mother's so proud.
Say what?
Say
oh God.
Say
now suck
what?
It.
Say
no.
Oh, yeah. I can't. Oh, my God.
One for each nut.
For
it's
everyone
great.
That's listening as an audio podcast, there's a girl there with pink hair. She opens up her mouth, and her split tongue comes out. She had her tongue split, and it goes out sideways and grabs a thing of spaghetti and pulls it into her mouth like a fucking alien.
Like tentacles. It's just
it's crazy. Oh Democrats are very, very upset that Joe Biden is being impeached. The inquiry of Joe Biden, the House of Representatives are inquiring about impeachment. And they're very upset. As a matter of fact, our favorite Pennsylvania Senator Fetterman, he's upset. They asked him a question of how he feels about it.
Is he not wearing a hoodie?
That Speaker McCarthy has formally launched an impeachment said he's going to.
Oh my God, really? Oh my gosh. You know, it's devastating. Ooh, don't do it. Please don't do it. Oh no.
It's not Fetterman.
So you think it's Fetterman? Wait a minute, hold on.
It's not Fetterman. Shall I present? Look under his arms. Look at his arms when he raises them up like this.
Yeah.
Look at him.
What about him?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Looking at your wallet because you're about to have to pay attention.
Oh my God!
Conspiracy theory alert. Here's John Fetterman. See that tattoo? See it there again?
Ooh.
Here's John Fetterman yesterday. Okay. So where'd that tattoo go? Look at this face. Is that not John Fetterman? Oh, like, that's definitely not. Look at these two. Like, that's how hard it is to find somebody as big and dumb as this guy. This is as close as they got.
I want to punch this guy in the fucking face. This asshole, learn how to do a TikTok. You know what? You got the fucking music so loud, we can't hear you what you're saying.
It was really loud.
This would be fucking ridiculous. You do something like that, go back and redo it over again. No, Bob, do better. Do fucking better.
I thought it looked very much like him.
Also, Chris Christie, he's not, you know, we have him here. He's not, he doesn't understand, you know, he doesn't think there's any evidence.
Look, what I've said is, there is a lot of smoke around the Hunter Biden and Joe Biden business relationships, and we need to have a thorough investigation of it. I hope it happens on two levels. I hope Congress uses its oversight capability to be able to do those investigations, and I hope that the special counsel, now completely empowered, will do that as well. He needs to reestablish his credibility after the ridiculous deal that he signed off on for Hunter Biden, which he's now backed off of because a judge forced him to back off of it. But I don't see evidence.
Jesus Christ, he just did a tongue thing like that chick. Did you see that little move? Hang on one second.
Investigation both by the Congress and by the Department of Justice.
Oh, I missed it. I didn't go back far enough. I think it's worth a go. I think it's worth a go back. Here, let's try this.
Business. So we need to know the facts on that. And then we can make an intelligent decision about whether the facts exist to move forward to something more serious. But right now, I think what's necessary is an investigation both by the Congress and by the Department of Justice.
All right. Maybe I'm seeing things. What the fuck do I know? I thought that chick that all of a sudden she she did that thing with her tongue, and now I'm seeing that everywhere. Maybe it's me.
Doesn't he resemble Johnny Sack? Do you remember The Sopranos? Johnny Sack?
No.
He kind of did. It's the hair. It's the slick hair.
Christy?
Nah, he's too fat.
At that moment. Yeah, well, yeah, he's larger than Johnny Sack.
Well, this is like the official thing from Kevin McCarthy's website.
Months that we were gone in the weeks, House Republicans have uncovered serious and credible allegations into President Biden's conduct. Taken together, these allegations paint a picture of a culture of corruption. Now, here's what we know so far. Through our investigations, we have found that President Biden did lie to the American people about his own knowledge of his family's foreign business dealings. Eyewitnesses have testified that the president joined on multiple phone calls and had multiple interactions, dinners, resulting in cars and millions of dollars into his son's and his son's business partners. We know that bank records show that nearly $20 million in payments were directed to the Biden family members and associates through various shell companies. The Treasury Department alone has more than 150 transactions involving the Biden family and other business associates that were flagged as suspicious activity by U.S. banks. Even a trusted FBI informant has alleged a bribe to the Biden family. Biden used his official office to coordinate with Hunter Biden's business partners about Hunter's role in Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company. Finally, despite these serious allegations, it appears that the president's family has been offered special treatment by Biden's own administration, treatment that not otherwise would have received if they were not related to the president. These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. And they warrant further investigation by the House of Representatives. That's why today I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. This logical next step will give our committees the full power to gather all the facts and answers for the American public. It's exactly what we want to know, the answers. I believe the president would want to answer these questions and allegations as well. This effort will be led by Chairman James Comer at the Committee on Oversight in coordination with Chairman Jim Jordan for Judiciary Committee and Chairman Jason Smith on Ways and Means. Now, I do not make this decision lightly. Regardless of your party or who you voted for, these facts should concern all Americans. The American people deserve to know that the public offices are not for sale.
Yeah, 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 blah, blah. So now so we Joe have said, the Democrat response.
Fire up Air Force One. I got to get out of the country. Take me to Vietnam. Hurry. Let's get out of here.
I think the impeachment inquiry is absurd. The American people want us to do something that will make their lives better, not go off on these chases and witch hunts. The bottom line is, as we have said, you can only accomplish keeping the government open in a bipartisan way.
They've been doing chases and witch hunts since like 2015.
This guy, I can't believe he can say this with a straight face. What did you do? You spent so much money. I went out today and got two cheesesteaks, one for Deuce and one for me. Back in the day, $20. Today, $40. Yeah. $40 for two cheesesteaks. Are you out of your fucking mind? You're doing something for the people? Yay. You're fucking us up the ass is what you're doing.
I'm going to have to start ordering cheese crickets. So this is, I believe it's Pennsylvania Representative Scott Perry. He was asked. What'd you do?
Cheese crickets. I was like, the fucking joke.
Took him
was
a minute.
It didn't take me a minute. It was like,
sleeper. Just a second. Everybody, John, get in your time machine and fast forward about 5 seconds.
Just say it was the, whew, that was a bad one. Okay, I'm sorry.
The 2023.
It was a lingerer. We're gonna
okay, fire up your flux capacitor and catch up.
Go, John.
So this is Pennsylvania Representative Scott Perry. He was asked a question by a reporter, and he answers it.
Let's ask, what actual evidence do you have, as opposed to allegations, to show to the American public that would merit an actual impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden and prove
Can
that
you
today
pause
isn't
that?
Just about some of you?
Oh, I don't know.
McCarthy, for the sake of enacting political revenge.
This isn't about.
You asked me to pause it.
Yeah, just scroll it back just a little bit while she's asking a question. Can you scroll it back a little bit there, Bob?
All right. What actual evidence do you have, as
you
opposed to allegations, to show to the American public that would merit an actual impeachment?
Look at the look on his face. He's like, "Are you out of your? Are you fucking actually going to try to answer this or ask me this question?"
Well,
what evidence? What? Look at everybody. Everybody's like, "What?"
Well, it came out today that the entire White House admin has been told to put their thumb basically on all the media outlets to, you know, debunk all this stuff.
Yeah. It's like, what evidence? What evidence do you have? He's like, are you crazy? He couldn't wait to answer the question. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Try to hit play, Bob.
So this chick is just doing what she's told.
This isn't about political revenge. We have the bank accounts. We can see, ma'am, you can see that the homes that the Bidens own can't be afforded on a congressional or Senate salary. You also understand that it's not normal for family members to receive millions of dollars from overseas interests. Those things aren't normal. That's not normal to have 20 shell companies. These things are not normal, and it alludes to not only just widespread corruption, but money laundering, if not influence peddling itself. And we also have the president, the vice president at the time, on record saying that the prosecutor was fired. Well, son of a bitch, the prosecutor was fired, right? Because the prosecutor was going after the company that his son was working on. That's what we have. If you can't see that, if you are that blunt, look, I'll turn it over to the attorney.
Hold on, we got a white guy in a tie.
I think it's political.
Got a white guy in a tie.
You're not
sure.
We're reporting on it today.
I'm not sure how you know what the American people think, but here's what they might wonder.
Anyway, that's the end of it there. I can't help that. But
God damn it, I want to know what the American people wonder, Bob. Fuck.
No, 81 million votes, John. That's what they wonder.
There's a bald guy there with a white shirt and a tie. He's got a furrowed brow. And he says, you know what the American people wonder? Yeah, I'm an American person. I want to know what they wonder.
Hey, me and that guy in the white shirt go to the same barber.
God damn. Take that fucking hat off. Let's see if we all go to the right bar. Yeah. We all go to the same barber. I know. The Washcloth Barber Club. Okay. This is what they're going to do. There's no evidence. Yeah. You know why? Because you're walking around like this. Fingers over your eyes, fingers in your ears, and you're going, nah, no evidence. Oh, my God. What does this fucking mop-headed Muppet want to say
if you
now?
Can tell by the length of the video, can you see it?
12 seconds. Oh.
Okay. Not a lot.
And with that, folks.
Can you explain why the president interacted with so many of his son's Ford business associates? More than half of voters told CNN they believe the president was involved and he lied.
Run!
Run away! Cream.
In other words, fuck you!
Yeah, I'm not.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Remember to tip your bartenders and your waitresses. Bye-bye. Bye, bonds.
Remember Monty Python when they ride out with the coconuts? Like,
yeah.
There she goes.
Whee!
Palate cleanser? Sort of.
Okay.
Sure.
So these this is why you need a dash cam if you don't have one. They're like, I know they're not cheap. They're like $99 and they fucking burn up in the hot sun in like a year and they're dead, but fuck, they're worth having.
What was meant to be a lighthearted family outing?
We were going to get tacos.
Turned into a terrifying ordeal.
It happened all super, super quick.
Lily Eaton was in the car on I-15 heading southbound in Lehigh with her two sisters, mom and partner.
Just something flying towards us. Oh, that's going to hit us. What was that? Like, what hit us? I didn't even see what it was.
An object they initially didn't recognize crashed into their windshield right in front of Eaton's older sister, Annabella.
Why was, like...
Exactly. It's the disguised. Rolling base of a chair, like a desk chair.
It fell out of somebody's...
And see her.
What?
It fell out of somebody's car. It happens all the time. This made the news?
They kind of explain what happened.
Base?
Glass flew through the car.
You know, I was like trying to make sure my three-year-old sister was okay and nothing hit her.
Eaton's mom pulled off to the shoulder.
I was crying afterwards while I was looking at the footage.
What they thought was a rock turned out to be the base of an office chair without wheels, sitting two lanes over.
A car two cars over from us ran over it, and we're assuming that when they hit it, it
kicked
spat
it up
out
in the air.
From under their tire. It went over the car next to us and onto our windshield.
It did more than shatter the glass.
Part of the metal where the officer was had, it like scraped up our actual dashboard,
damn.
So it went into our car.
No one was seriously injured, but they can't help but wonder what could have happened.
It's important just to pay attention. I think if maybe my mom was on her phone or like distracted with passengers in the back, you know, like it could have been a lot worse.
Annabella has glass cuts across her legs. The Eatons are working out how they'll repair the family car.
As much as it's going to be a pain to fix it, like, we're just happy that everybody's alive.
The family spent hours reviewing the dash cam footage.
It also gives you some kind of closure, so you, like, kind of know you can...
Yeah, I mean, what if they didn't have the dash cam? They just have to fucking kind of wonder, you know? Dash cams are really cool. Anyway, so... I guess
your
they
insurance
can use their,
might cover that.
They can use their taco money. Well, there's a deductible, too, and a windshield's,
oh my
you know,
God.
You can usually get them for around $200.
That's pretty
really?
Scary.
This is the quality of the articles and shit you bring to this thing? A fucking thing flew on a highway,
it
broke
was a
windshield?
Palate cleanser. You're busy
Let me bring the same thing everybody else is talking about, John.
Well,
that'd be great.
You're goddamn right nobody's talking about this. There's no way anybody's talking about this.
Well, you know one thing I don't see in the chat?
Hey, Bob,
wait a minute.
Hold on,
never
wait a
mind.
Minute. I'll tell you what. You know what I'm going to bring up? Here, somebody.
I don't know.
Here's a bug that hit a windshield. They don't know. It took like three swipes of the windshield wiper to
sure,
take
John.
It off the windshield.
Wait a minute. The chat says that Eric threw the base of that chair at that car.
Eric thought you were in the car.
Yeah. Eric thought that was John's.
Oh, my God. Truck. Did you see? I was on the news. Our windshield got broken. We don't know how we're going to fix the car. Take it to a fucking mechanic.
So anyway, are you done?
Taco
are you done
money.
Being a cunt? So here's
hold on, breaking news. I just got another text from Eric.
Oh my God.
Here we go.
He knows we're on, right? So he knows you're going to read it.
Ready? Here we go. Hey, sure. Dipshit. I have zero patrons members named Mandy. Nice try.
Not anymore.
Somebody tell that dipshit that just because they're named Mandy in fucking Discord... Doesn't mean that they are their real name is Mandy. Boy, he's dumb. I mean, really stumped
up. Not? You mean it's not one username forever, everywhere?
Yeah, it's not their actual name. I don't have one, Mandy.
Maybe we can.
He's so dumb. He is really, really dumb.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank God you got to this story. This story is going to be amazing, Bob. This one.
This is my favorite part of the show.
Chef's kiss on this one. Go ahead, Bob. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Anything else you want to text me, Eric?
No. You can wait till after the show.
Send
Thank
it.
Thank you.
So, Illinois apparently has either passed or is trying to pass a law regarding books that are allowed in public libraries. Also, you know, public libraries, also meaning in schools. And basically, if you don't allow these books, Illinois is going to pull your funding. It's going to be the law. What are you doing here?
I didn't touch anything.
Was it me?
Sorry, that might have been me. Oh my God.
Hang on, I'll fix it. There
fix
we go.
It. I'm in the wrong screen. My apologies.
I fixed it.
I'm sorry.
No, you didn't.
I could blame Donnie's drunk still. It.
Hold on. Let's do this. I like that better. Okay, go ahead, Bob.
So this is a judiciary hearing in regards to the Illinois law. And old Senator Kennedy here decides to read. It's the best part.
Ooh.
Let's take two books that have been much discussed. The first one is called All Boys Aren't Blue. And I will quote from it. I put some lube on and got him on his knees.
Oh, gross.
And I began to slide into him from behind.
As gays do.
I pulled out of him and kissed him while he masturbated. He asked me to turn over while he slipped a condom on himself. This was my ass, and I was struggling to imagine someone inside me.
Hey, John, do you have any, like, Bow Chicka Wow Wow music?
Hearing him read this is awful.
I don't. I'm sorry.
That's
I don't.
Great.
Hang on. To see if let I me try something. This. Let me see something. Let's see if this works. Whoops, wrong way.
That's what he said.
Here we go. Let's try this. Does this work? Nah, no. I don't think that's it.
No, the Farrago. I thought you were going to open up.
Hang on, Bob. Give me a second here.
He's still
I'm
drunk.
Opening it. Fuck.
I got it, too.
This is about production value here, so.
Oh, goodness.
Here we go. Let's see if I have
something.
I
already upgraded. I paid, you fuck.
How about this, Bob? No.
Nah, see. Hold on.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's like a Barry White kind of.
Oh, wait, I got it.
You're looking for.
I got it. John.
Oh, you don't like that?
Yeah, I got I'm going to go back.
The smooth sound.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And I will quote from it. I put some lube on and got him on his knees.
Yeah, you did, dirty boy.
And I began to slide into him from behind.
Oh, yeah.
I pulled out of him and kissed him while he masturbated. He asked me to turn over while he slipped a condom on himself.
Don't do that. Just bear
this
back.
Was my ass.
Ew.
And I was struggling to imagine someone inside me. He got on top and slowly inserted himself into me. It was the worst pain I think I have ever felt in my life. Eventually, I felt a mix of pleasure with the pain.
Oh, yeah.
All boys aren't blue.
Yes, they are.
The second is another much discussed book. I'm sure you're familiar with it. It's called Genderqueer. Okay.
Yeah, I get to read.
Read an excerpt from that. Quote: I got a new strap-on harness today. I can't wait to put it on you. It will fit my favorite dildo perfectly. You're going to look so hot. I can't wait to have
Turn
your cock in my mouth.
Music down.
I'm going to give you the blowjob of your life. Then what? I want you inside of me. End quote.
That's a nice way to ask.
Now, Mr. Secretary.
Yeah, I didn't really didn't care about the rest of the video. Mister?
Let's talk over each other. There we go. You just called me mister? I mean, you've been inside my ass. I think we could be on a first name basis.
Hey, we just got a dollar rumble buck or whatever they call it from Fuzzy Bunny, a.k.a. Lisa Kay.
Thank we got you. A buck?
We got a buck. Yeah, you can put that towards your...
Eat shit, Eric. How many bucks money do you get over there on Twitch? We got a rumble buck.
That's right. Oh, wait a minute.
You and your cheap-ass fucking fans over there clutching their pearls and pulling their panties up into their crack.
You know what it was? It was the sexy music. It put
Someone said
mood.
Yakety sax would be better.
You don't know how to turn...
turn
you can't
down.
Hear that that's so loud and you can't hear him?
I'm using the volume on it, you fuck.
You ruined the bit. It was too loud.
No, you ruin every bit.
No, you ruined
it. Because you exist. You know,
you
can't
handle any constructive criticism. That's your problem. I'm trying to tell you how to do something, better, okay. And you won't listen.
And I tried to get you to do it, but...
Hey, in the chat, do me a favor in the chat. Was the music too fucking loud? Could you hear the guy? All I ask you to do is turn... nothing has to be a fucking fight every time. How about I say, he turned the music down a little bit, you slide the slider down a little bit. Can you do that? Think maybe next time?
I'm going to give you the blowjob of your life, then I want you inside of me.
That's my answer to you, John.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm sure it is.
Like, I don't even care what the guy he's talking to has to say. I just wanted to play him reading that aloud. That was awesome.
It would be nice if we could hear
Mike says, Mike says it wasn't too loud, so suck these nuts. And while you're back there, tongue my taint.
Cut me a fucking
You
break.
Fuck.
It's too loud. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, my God.
Right. You're too old.
You're fucking fired loud. After. When I sober up.
Sober up. You're not going to remember half of this.
Drunk.
I sober up. I'm taking over the show. Cheers. I think I'm going to try some of this again.
So, speaking of sexy.
Who says what?
It's a $15 old fashioned. You better drink it.
Oh, I'm drinking it.
Oh, shit. He must have brought the top shelf, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's top shelf. Deuce don't fuck around. When Deuce does something, yeah. Deuce does it all. You know, he does it right or he doesn't do it.
So he also not said like you. For you to leave Bob alone. Ew.
Of course.
Well, they ignore that part. I enjoy it. Speaking of sexy, this is the surveillance video. Apparently, Lauren Boebert and her new beau went to see is it a play or a Broadway thing? I don't know. Fucking Beetlejuice, whatever.
God forbid you find out a few facts about the story we're going to present. But go ahead, Bob.
Because I don't care, and you'll see why. So they're over here having a seat. Right here, and this guy comes up and he's like, hey, you gotta get the fuck out of here. Cash out. You and your big titted chick fucking taillights.
What's going on?
Apparently I've heard that she got out a phone and took a picture, which you're not allowed to do. Some say she was vaping or hitting a dab pen or something. Some say she farted. I don't know. Who cares? They made her fucking leave.
Well, right. It would be nice to know why a representative of the U.S. Congress had to leave a performance. What the hell did she do that would require two people in coats to come up there and say to her,
so let's
why are you leaving?
Here.
I know Bob doesn't care. I care. Don't just, do you out. Care why they did this?
I don't care. I don't
well,
like
she
I'm
doesn't
fan,
say anything so. About the vaping thing, but she said something about, you know, taking a picture and didn't know it was against the rules. And
you
I don't
say
know.
In the beginning of every show, do not take a photo. I didn't know.
All right, what's she wearing, Bob? That's what we were here for.
We're trying to get to
there
that.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Y'all can start licking the monitor now.
I already have him. I'm good.
Wait, play your music.
Mike, that's at 57:39. Pull that drop. Duchess says, you can all start licking the monitor now.
Oh, shut up. Do not put that on the soundboard, please. Oh, fuck.
God, do you see her try? She got to keep them titties from flopping out. Bye, everybody. Man, I'll tell you what. She is built like a brick shit house, she is.
I don't think a brick shit house. She looks good in the dress, but...
She looks like a little fucking homewrecker.
Jesus. She's the... So yeah, then they easily leave. Easily.
Oh, wait
easily.
A minute.
Wait, but that's not her. How did that... Here we go. Look.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
Oh,
there
she turns
go.
Around like, hey, there we look go. At
there's
me. A,
where's my dollar bills at?
So it says the theater said that they were escorted out of the venue. Audience members accused them of vaping, singing, using phones, and causing a disturbance.
Vaping? Well, in pitties, I can imagine.
Vaping?
Yes.
I just vaping, lost respect singing. For her.
I well, I don't know if she her. Was vaping, but her or the people she was with.
Okay.
So,
okay, Nitsi Moto in the chat says she's no Anna Paulina Luna.
Hold on.
There you go.
You say hold that, you. But let me
I
have
don't
the
know
screen.
Who that is.
Let me have the screen. I'll show you.
Who's rooting for Anna Paulina?
That's Anna Paulina. Oh, hang on a second. That's,
I know who
this is Dirk's.
boy, Dirk. If I can only see it.
This is Dirk.
There we go. This is Dirk.
She's very pretty.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
She's no Lauren Boebert. I'm sorry. She's no
I'm
Lauren
actually
Boebert.
More into Kristy Noem, but I mean, Boebert's still pretty.
Where's
Christina?
All right, hang on. I'll see if I can bring up Christina.
He likes it when she's in her jumpsuit working under the sink.
I bet you do, you dirty little boy.
I've seen all the commercials on TV where she's like...
Thank you for
holding. Is this the mood for tonight?
Kind of, sort of.
John's brain will be with you in a moment. Please remain funny in the chat while John finds what he's looking for.
Well, I bet he will.
Your view is very important to us.
Please stand by.
I'm gonna crank
it all the way
up.
You guys can fucking talk while I'm trying to do something over here. Help me out.
What are you looking for?
It doesn't matter. A way out. Just get something done. Do something over there, for Christ's sake.
Oh, yeah, because if I bring up another bit, then you're going
to
be mad.
I'm just saying. Bob, just fuck it. God, you are the worst at this. I swear to God.
Shut the fuck up. So, Budvugger says, marry, kill, fuck, gnome, Luna, Bobert. Ooh, that's difficult.
There you go.
It's like a big as a postage
stamp. I could answer that. Marry, gnome.
I mean, from what I can see, she looks pretty good.
No. Marry Luna, you can blank gnome, and you kill Bobert. Bye.
Nope. All right, Bob, what would you do? Hang on. Let me see if I can get that. Let's go to Chris. That's
I mean,
Christine.
I don't want to kill anybody, but, you know, if you mean like just out of my life, that'd be different. But.
Where's the other one at?
That one I can't really see too well. It's a nice dress and it looks good on her, but other than that, I really can't see much.
Who's that? Is that no?
All right, so that's her.
No, that's
Luna. Okay.
Yeah. All right. And then if I can, real quick, let's see, Laura.
You know, Gnome has been doing like commercials for her state for like to get trades to come there and work, like plumbers and shit like that, which is kind of cool. But I love the commercials because she is just gorgeous. I think she's gorgeous. Some people may disagree, but now we've already seen her, so we know what
she's got. A little pinchy face. I mean, she's cute, she's very pretty. I guess
you know
maybe
what,
y'all don't care, so
it all looks the same from the back.
All right, so that's okay. Lar Bobert. All right, and then we have this one, that's Christy Gnome, and then
that's Christy Gnome,
Christy Gnome, and then we have this one is the one at the Luna chick. All right, so
seems like some of y'all have
Kill.
A type.
F, marry, kill. Go ahead, Bob.
I'd probably do away with her, the Luna chick, and flip a coin for the other two, because either or. I'd probably be more interested in marrying Gnome because fucking Bobert's on like the rebound right now. She just got divorced, so now, I don't need all her problems and all the kids and stuff.
Just telling you right there, that's trouble. That's a crazy chick right
that's
there.
That's a bag of crazy. Where's your scale of like the crazy?
She's
to
hot
meter?
After what I've been through, it doesn't matter. I've already fucking been there.
She's a 9 on the hot scale and a 9 on the crazy scale.
And a 20 on the crazy scale. Thank you.
Right now, this one here, she's at least an 8. And I don't know how crazy she is.
I'm surprised you can't get a better photo than that.
Hang on, let's see if I can find anything. Let's see if I can find a better photo.
You better talk, because we'll just get in trouble for not.
No, it's just I'm scrolling now so I can try to find a better. She's very modest.
Here, I have commercials of her doing stuff.
Okay.
Why don't you use her South Dakota picture? Like just her governor picture, she looks great.
I was trying to find something in a bikini or something, but apparently she's not doing this.
Here, we'll go through one of her damn commercials.
All right.
I'm guessing this is
South Dakota's hiring. We're inviting people from across America to get in on the action.
I don't like this view angle here. That's better.
I'll zoom it forward. I'm sure she'll unveil.
We have more jobs than people. That's why I'm helping out. South Dakota recognizes most out-of-state professional licenses. Our industries accept others.
I mean, I dig a chick that welds, right?
Hold it. Roll that back, because she ain't welding. I'm telling you that right now. That's not her welding.
Of course it's not. Who cares?
You gave, what you call it, a bunch of shit.
South Dakota's Pence. Hiring.
Sorry, I don't give a... What the fuck? I hit the wrong button. I was trying to mute it, because I don't care what she says.
There's a dental technician for you.
She could clean my teeth.
I'd let her in my mouth any day.
Oh, my God. Pent up gentleman.
No, leave them glasses on, honey. It's going to get messy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're very fun and beautiful.
So from that to, oops, wrong one, wrong hole.
Wrong hole. Ow! Oh, my God.
Wrong hole. Damn Buck it. I'm just beaver. Screwing everything up. There it is.
JM Synthetic says, throw Tulsi Gabbard in there.
Oh, Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, you got there. You woke John up.
Woo. Oops.
Hubba hubba.
Anytime, Bob. Anytime.
Or Nikki Haley, maybe.
Smoke cock, John. So hey, this is
easy, isn't it, Bob? Easy to do what I do, isn't it?
This is a teacher. This is a teacher. Okay. Preschool teacher. Cape Coral, Florida.
I feel like I had to learn the concept of chosen families really young, and it wasn't anything to do with my queerness, but just based on the fact that I didn't have the love at home that I needed, and I knew that I was valuable and deserved it, so I...
Now, that's terrible. Anybody who feels like that, I mean, that's horrible.
No one should feel like that.
Nobody should feel like that, right? And this person could use some help.
She needs a hug.
You know, counseling, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Don't be mean, John.
But the thing is that she wants to be noticed. So look what she did to her face. She looks like fucking Bozo the Clown. She's got that fucking thing, the tongue ball in there. So when you
You can
she's
take that
when she's licking your snapper or whatever, you know, it's supposed to do a better job. She's got tattoos. She's got things around her neck. She's queer. She doesn't know what the fuck's going on. Yeah, she needs mental help. Absolutely. And this woman here is in there teaching your kids. She's in charge of children.
Oh, wait. There's more.
It on my own early on, and you know I shouldn't be blamed for that because blood still exists. You were never there for me, and I found my own love, and that's okay, and I think everybody should be allowed to do that, and that's what I fucking teach in the classroom. Okay, I always say give it to your friend, not your mom, because fuck your mom. And I don't know, I just am so sad. I am so sad, and I hate my sister. She's a fucking cunt. That's all I have to say.
That's my major problem with school. I really don't do anything.
So the caption in the video that she put there says, the only thing these Florida kids are learning from me is be gay.
She should be removed from as a teacher. She should be
Unless
removed.
Unless I actually want to do it. And most of the time.
How do you hire that? And you go, yeah, you got the job.
I can't. When she starts talking, I can't stop looking at that fucking white thing in her on her tongue.
Eh. Nice.
I can't.
Yeah.
That white ball that's on her tongue.
It's pause right there.
Yeah. Look, these teachers, they went to college to become teachers, and they got indoctrinated. Ooh, look at me.
Go girl.
With this, you know, with this poison, this liberal fucking poison, this LGBTQ plus minus apostrophe side poison, and now they're going out and spreading it. These are COVID carriers, okay? This is what they're doing. They're carrying this disease, and they're trying to, and they're taking it to your children. And if you fight back, the fucking government will come in and take your children away from you. Homeschool your, listen, homeschool your children. Homeschool your children.
If you're able to, of course, yes.
You know what? Then figure out, get into a homeschooling program and get your kids out of public education. Get them out.
Well,
because this is what's
happening
to them. This is what happened to this girl. They infected her mind with a fucking virus, and now this is what she's got. This is what she's doing. The poor girl is she's sick, and guess what? There's no fucking pill or vaccine or anything to take her out of that. Hopefully she'll grow up, and hopefully somebody will find her and maybe talk some sense into her.
Well, that's like this chick needs to be shown that she has a value other than this. Because this is her life. She feels that this is her only value is to make other people gay.
Bob,
like she has what?
That's her value. All right.
Well,
some people have value.
She's
that
showing.
There's other women out there that have value that they're sex workers, they're strippers, they're all that. They're
obviously
other things.
Her parents failed her, and she's going to take it out on everybody else.
Look, parents fail kids all the time. For whatever reason, all right, you need to find a friend base or someone that can help you out here. Whatever she just did was the wrong thing to do. Whatever right. she just did was the wrong thing to do. Now, I know if you go over to the Zane chat, oh, she's so bold and she's so brave and she's so this and that and all that. She's a wackadoo. There's something wrong with her.
Well, I think she needs help.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
throw
call her
names. Throw a fucking net over her, drag her somewhere, and put a fucking straitjacket on her.
Sure.
And give her some fucking help, whatever it is, therapy, all that shit. But to let her go out there and teach children is a fucking, it's a crime.
I think it's a mistake, yeah. So, checking in with the chat, Budvugger78 says she looked like she kidnapped Dan Marino and the Dolphins mascot because she missed the winning field goal in the Super Bowl.
Did yeah, you when see she bent over, you could see her
Ray Finkel.
Beans and Franks. You could see her beans and Franks when she bent over. That was, what was her name? Rachel, I can't remember the actress's name now.
JM Synthetic says, crazy teacher from Billy Madison, only more woke.
I've never saw Billy Madison. I've never seen the movie.
Nitsimoto says, she looks like an actress that licked the butthole and bought a boat.
Pennsylvania,
yeah.
Well done.
She's over there tongue-punching somebody's fart box.
Okay.
Deuce says Spock eyebrows. I don't know what Spock really looks like other than the ears and the weird eyes. But
well, I go back.
High eyebrows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I go back to that.
Honestly, I wonder how old she is, just out of curiosity. If she's a kindergarten teacher, and she doesn't look that old. She's definitely preschool. Under 30. Preschool. So.
But yeah, so you're going to teach like four-year-olds to be gay. What? Why? Why? Because you hate your mom?
How about we stop teaching kids to be gay? Why don't we try that?
Well, maybe if you're doing it alphabet. Because you really think everybody needs to be gay, that's different. But don't do it because you hate your fucking mother.
In Oregon, they did away with math, English, and reading literacy because it's racist. Yeah. Yeah. All right. They can't teach them that. They can't teach them to read and write, but and add and subtract and multiply and divide. But they can teach them how to be gay. I'm sorry, but.
I think that's sort of holding them back, don't you? Like, if you don't know how to read or write or spell your name or, you know, any of that, isn't that a bigger detriment? That's the biggest detriment is education. They have to know the basics, for God's sakes.
No, I agree with you.
Not
anymore. Why would you do away with that? That's insane. For that age?
This is why China's going to win and take over the whole damn world.
It is. It's exactly why. It is exactly why China's going to win and take over the world, because they're not teaching their kids this. They're teaching their kids how to read and write and fight, and they're teaching their kids how men are supposed to be men and women are supposed to be women. They're not just sitting there turning and saying, oh, yeah, guess what? I feel like a woman tomorrow. I feel like a hamster. The next day I feel like this. I'm non-binary. Come on. What are we doing here, people? What the fuck are we doing? What the fuck are we doing?
Know what McDonald's is doing?
Customers can soon be getting their soda differently. The fast food chain is planning to slowly get rid of its self-serve soda fountains. According to reports, McDonald's self-serve soda fountains will be phased out by 2032. The change comes as more customers order food online or through the drive-thru rather than dining in. Other reasons include creating a consistent ordering experience as well as hygiene and theft concerns.
Oh, God.
Why?
How gross are you people?
Why is that a news story? 8 years from now, McDonald's is going to do something, maybe. And fountain drinks? You're going to do away with them because of hygiene? Well, yeah, well, then you better do away with every ice machine in the whole fucking place, because they all have mold and mildew all up in them, and it gets all in the ice. I know a guy who has to fix those refrigerators on those ice machines when they break. So, and he says, yeah, every one of them, even if they're like a week old, they're loaded with mold and mildew. So,
fantastic, anyway. Claire. Take everything that's holy to me, you take away from me, Bob. I hate you right now.
Yeah, well, and then they said theft is the other way. What are you walking in there with an empty gallon jug and just McDonald's going to learn today? Like, are you topping off, you know, your gallon jug with some Sprite? What are you doing?
I bet people do. I bet people walk in a lot with cups. Like, they go in to use the bathroom or whatever. They help themselves to a cup of soda. You got kids behind the counter. They're not paying attention. You got one person working there now. You do your own orders, right? The kiosks?
So what do you think costs more, paying somebody else to make your fucking drink? Or losing maybe one out of, I don't know,
30
cups.
They're already behind the counter. I don't know. I mean, I don't buy that. I would prefer my soda being, or if I was going to buy soda, to buy it sealed up.
Yeah, we should do. We should do what Grandma Sandy does.
Grandma Sandy, she's a TikToker.
You know, I've seen this done a couple of times.
Oh, fuck.
On a couple of different videos.
No, don't do it.
I'm not quite sure this is real, and I just want to see what's up.
You got to eat it, then drink it.
Well, as many of you already know, she's about to find out it is indeed very, very real.
That thing's already
indeed.
Ready.
Indeed. You can feel the tension mounting.
You got to put the cap on first.
And as the great Tony Romo would say, here we go, Jim.
Great Tony Romo.
And that's when Grandma Sandy realized what it would be like to work in the adult entertainment industry.
Oh, my God. Right up her nose.
Grandma Sandy.
Oh.
Legend.
Grandma Sandy.
R.I.P. Grandma Sandy.
God.
All right, Grandma.
This is Grandma Sandy.
All right, easy. All right.
She's
all right.
A TikToker.
She's a TikToker.
Good job, John.
Thank you.
Excellent production.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's how it's done, Bob.
really reaching
tonight.
Real
quick, here's a total of the U.S. donations for the Ukraine in 2023.
Jesus. God
500 million, 10 billion, 2 billion, 400 million, 350 million, 2.6 billion, 325 million. Let's see, 1.2 billion, 3 billion, 375 million, 40 billion, blah, 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 blah. And
like a weekly fucking allowance here.
Last week, they agreed to give them another 130 million, and they're asking for 24 billion.
Look, you know, again, I don't know what they're trying to do. Why are we, where's the other donations from these other countries? And we look like jackasses. And I'll tell you what, right now, Putin, he had a meeting with the guy from North Korea. And they said, you know, they were talking to him. He says, the United States looks foolish. How can they say that they're part of democracy? They're over there right now taking and basically putting Trump in jail because he's the opposition. They're doing everything that they say that they're against. They're doing it right now. And, you know, forget about, you know, the media can sit there and try to gaslight everybody in the United States, and half the country will believe that bullshit. But the rest of the world, they are not being gaslighted by this bullshit, and they can see full well what's going on here. And that's why Russia went into Ukraine, because they said, we better get in there now, because this guy is the biggest limp dick president we're going to see in some time. So we can go in there and try to do this right now. He's the one that started this. He's the one that said that he wouldn't stop it. And now here we are, and they keep sending more and more fucking weapons. Well, money. Nobody's watching where it's going. They just fired the defense minister for taking money, whatever. God damn it! Embezzling. Yeah, embezzling. They got rid of him for embezzling. Well, what's he embezzling? Where's that money coming from? And these people, it's good to, as my old man would say, it's fucking good time Charlie over there. Money comes pouring in. And you know what? Maybe there's 10% for the big guy. Maybe it's coming back. Maybe there's another fucking shell account overseas somewhere where they're taking that 10% and giving it back to Biden. He don't give a fucking, he don't care.
Well, you know, maybe it would cost us less if we can get BlackRock and Vanguard to go over there and just say, okay, how much for the whole fucking country? And just buy it.
You know,
and
what?
Then, you know.
Not a bad idea. Yeah.
And
go
then
fuck
kick
with
everybody out. Go to fucking Russia.
Yeah.
And
this is why I say that corporations can't be trusted. The only thing they care about is making money.
Well, their bottom line, of course.
Yeah, that's all they care about. They, you know, I was talking to Deuce today on Brand X, and he says, oh, they're people too. I understand if you want to go that route, but they don't care about anything. They just care about making money. That's all they care about. I'm sure there's some people that just care about making money. But this is what we're going through right now, and it's getting hotter and hotter, and pretty soon somebody's going to make a fucking mistake, and they're not going to be able to take it back. And then there's going to be a big flash, and then we're all gone. Whatever. So, anyhow.
Well, I will say that Sparky says, look at all the money that's laundered back into his pockets, meaning Biden.
Yeah.
And then Russ says, I'm sure a good chunk of that is laundered right back into certain politicians' private accounts.
Yeah.
And Sparky also indicated that Obama's on his third term.
I don't know what's going on with Obama. You know, here's the other thing, too.
Involved.
If you think that Biden was over there bringing bags of cash home and Obama wasn't getting any of that, you're out of your fucking mind. He's just better at hiding. Nitsimoto
says, we're a full-on banana republic.
Absolutely. We're absolutely. We've been done. And there's no way that you can tell me that we can have a free and fair election anymore. There's no way. Not with what's going on right now. They're revving up this COVID. Just pretty soon we're going to say, well, we're going to do mail-in voting. It's just for the greater good. It's for the greater good.
The greater good.
The greater good.
You mean, New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Fucking fly.
Go.
Tell everybody, don't rely on the fact that you had a vaccine in the past. It will not help you this time around. Tell everybody, don't rely on the fact.
Yeah. It won't help you this time around. Get another shot. It's kind of easy to tell who's paid by these companies, isn't it?
She read it right off the teleprompter very nicely.
She sure did. Like
she could almost turn her head just reading the lines.
Yep. Listen to Zane this morning. They're all his fucking brood over there. They're lining up, rolling their sleeves up.
One of us.
More power to them.
Go get all of it.
You can have mine. You know what? I'm such a nice guy. You can have mine. Sure. You can have my brothers, my mother's, everybody's.
Yeah. If there's a vaccine out there and they want to put it in their arms and think that that's helping them, by all means, go ahead.
Don't make me.
Don't make anybody
don't
else.
Make me.
I took the first two shots and I got COVID, so I figure I got natural immunity and I got the vaccine and I'm done. I'll tell you what they've done. With all this bullshit, they've made me vaccine hesitant. Like, I used to get the flu shot every year. I'm not getting it again. What?
Well, now there are people who are...
Never had one.
Seem to be. Well, they're calling it... Well, it's not the flu vaccine. It's a flu shot. You get one every year. There's hundreds of variants on the flu. Like, you're never going to be immune from it.
I've heard a lot of folks. I've heard others. Like, I was listening to Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks earlier today. Great, great last episode, by the way. If you haven't listened to them, check them out. It was a well-done episode. And they were saying, yeah, man, I know, you know, this guy and his whole family has COVID. And they're like, oh, no. And then the other guy was like, yeah, so basically they got the flu kind of, you know, like, it's not a big deal. That's just what this is going to turn into. I mean, you have to quit going, oh, no.
Listen, if COVID takes you out, that you have a lot of comorbidities and you're hanging, right? You're just circling the drain. And COVID's just that last push.
Well, the flu used to kill like 80,000 a year.
I've heard 40, but okay, we'll go with you.
Okay. No, I've done more reporting on this than you have, I guarantee it.
All right, I'm sorry, Bob. God forbid. Bob says 80,000 people a year die from the flu. Go ahead, Bob. Yeah, and you know what? When we got COVID, nobody died from the flu anymore.
Zero people, John.
Zero people, Bob. Am I right on that, Bob? Am I allowed to say that?
Yes, you are.
Okay, Bob.
You fucking cunt. Do you follow Rob Schneider?
I see him on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. He tweeted out, I will say this again. It is no longer safe to raise your children in California. Children are not old enough to drive, drink, vote, smoke, get a tattoo. But the Democrats in California think children who are naive and easily manipulated are old enough to make decisions that permanently remove sexual organs and take castration drugs and risk becoming infertile for life. This is pure evil, and the American people will not let this stand. And he shares a tweet from Michael Schellenberger, who shares that Governor Gavin Newsom says that no state in America supports local control and parental engagement like the state of California, and yet he may soon sign legislation that would allow the government to take children away from parents who oppose their gender transition.
So you see what's going on here. First of all, you have that chick that once it was, God, my mom, I hate my mom, my sister's a cunt, and nobody loves me, and I've got a fucking ball on my tongue the size of a pumpkin.
She sounds like a member of my family, yeah.
Okay, and they got that, and they're in there turning your kids gay, all right? Because she's teaching them how to be gay. She's in there. Don't you want to be gay?
Born that way. You teach them to be gay now.
When you're a young kid, you can teach them to do anything.
No, they're born like that.
They used to be. They used to know, but now you can be manipulated. The kids can be manipulated. You don't think so?
Of course they can. They're children.
Right, so that's
you
what I'm
get
saying.
To clean your room and shit.
Why are you fighting me on this?
I'm not. I'm just making a point.
Okay.
Have another drink.
So, I'm officially done. I drank it. The $15 drink is gone. It's gone. Good. Just fruit in there right now.
God, that fruit must be goddamn pickled by now.
Guess I got to eat the fruit now, huh?
Damn right. Well, I'll waste it.
Ooh.
All right, Deuce is going to have to come over and do a well check on you later.
I love that in our fucking bunker dwellers, anytime you type my name, like cigarettes go up the screen, and anytime you type John's, fucking donuts go across the screen. Yeah. Fucking awesome. Anyway, something lighthearted here. John won't care about this, but he's eating anyway. Chick-fil-A launches express drive-thru lane for mobile orders only. Yes! They've already got two lanes. They've already got two lanes going around the fucking building. How are they going to add a third? Like, is it going to be like a ramp that you go up?
I'm sure they'll make it work.
Let me tell you something about
this. Go right to Jesus to get the chicken.
Let me tell you this. This is fantastic. And this is why Chick-fil-A is head and shoulders above any other fucking fast food. Hold on, I'm going to eat a cherry.
You're right. So Chick-fil-A is making it quicker for customers to pick up mobile orders at more than 300 restaurants across the country.
300?
According to the company, the new Mobile Order Express drive-thru lane is being added to restaurants where it will optimize the experience for customers and make things more efficient for the restaurant. Quote, our hope with Our hope with Mobile Through is to help guests experience the drive-thru quicker than ever before. Oh, that was a chick. I did the wrong voice. Anyway, by dedicating one of our lanes
through mobile through, it is our help is to help guests experience the drive through quicker than ever before. Chick-fil-A's Julie Ledford, that's me, said it in a company blog. By dedicating one of our lanes exclusively for mobile order pickups, fat fucks can order on their phone and get through the line very much faster. And they don't have to wait for people to say, what do you want? I don't know. How is this? Does this have that on it? Can you get this with mayonnaise? Get the fuck out of the line! You order on the mobile app, and then you drive right up, and they hand you your bag of food, and you're sitting there. You've got your food in your face within 5 minutes. This is fucking amazing. I can't believe we didn't do it sooner. And all you other people can go fuck yourselves! Whee!
Says Julie. Is that an exact quote? The go fuck yourselves part?
It was close enough.
From Chick-fil-A?
Once there, customers can use the app and scan the QR code connected to the express lane, and an employee will bring the order straight to your vehicle. No lines! Isn't it amazing? Thank you. We're here all week. Please tip your bartenders and waitresses.
Okay, so what you didn't read isn't in this article. It was in a different one. They're going to add a scale, so you have to weigh in before you're allowed to get your food.
I'm against this. I don't like this. How fat? You know what? It doesn't matter. My money is green. Doesn't matter how fat I am. How dare they?
Listen to Brand X, you'll get that joke.
Yeah. You ever been through Jacksonville? Anybody ever driven on Interstate 95 through Jacksonville?
Real quick, one time on my way down to...
I'll tell you what, 95 through Florida is a... Oof.
No, it's dangerous.
Make sure your insurance is both... life and
that was
auto
the worst part of the drive to
are paid for. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I lived in Brevard County, which is down there, Cape Canaveral area, and that Brevard used to be like the worst, like the most dangerous of all of Interstate 95, all the way up to Maine. But that's changed.
You see them on cops.
Yeah,
it's always Brevard County.
Well, this is in Jacksonville, going down to St. Augustine, which is roughly 20 miles away. Drivers confused by a mysterious yellow line on the interstate. And try to play the video here.
Turn it off in the area. As for cleanup,
I don't know why it did that.
The line begins. It's right at the Acosta Bridge. And when we get up here, you're going to see what happens. So right up here at the Phillips Highway exit off of...
There's a line going down the middle of the lane.
And you can see this line just goes all over the place. And people just aren't sure what lane they should be in. DOT is saying use caution, but I'll tell you, it's confusing. So now we're getting on to the main part of I-95. Curtis, you're driving. I know it's kind of hard to see. What do you think of that?
It's a little bit confusing. If I didn't already know what this was when we left, I'd be a little worried.
Here you can see the line with our Sky4 drone, and this line continues for over 20 miles. As we followed it with our mobile newsroom, it crossed lanes several times. It changed width, but always remained visible. And it's at the St. Johns County rest stop near County Road 210 where we caught up with drivers and asked them about it.
I mean, did it confuse you at all?
Yes, it did.
In what way?
I wasn't sure which way was the line to go on.
It's going to take them a while to fix it.
I think it's a accident hazard.
Oh, in what way? Why do you think that is?
Because it's a yellow line, like the yellow line on the other side.
Yeah.
And most people, like, especially if they're out of town, they're not really too much looking at if that's the line that goes where it's supposed to go at. They're trying to get to their destination.
We continued to follow the line to County Road 210 exit.
So the line ends right here. This is Acme Barricades down here near St. Augustine. And if you look in the parking lot, you can see that there's what appears to be paint out there, at least where it says DOT. And right now, well, I'm trying to get people to talk to see how this is all going to.
So what it fucking, you know, it kind of looks like is that one of these companies that does striping and whatnot fucked up and basically left their paint roller on or whatever the hell it is, machine. But I mean, to paint that good of a line driving at highway speeds, that's impressive. Yeah.
Sparky called that. He said that.
Yeah, I think what happened was there was a tank of yellow paint. It was leaking. And the guy drove for 20 miles, changing lanes.
No, because it painted a perfect line. It wasn't just like a drip.
Didn't cut.
Because he's doing the same speed and it was coming out at the same flow. Of course, it's going to be a perfect line. The way to change that line is to change the speed and change the flow. If it's doing the same exact flow and the same exact speed, it's going to be the same exact line, no?
Yeah, but it ain't like a 5-gallon bucket, you know, dumped over in the back of a truck and is it just, you know, dripping out of the tailgate.
I never said that, Bob. I'm saying it was a big fucking tank of paint.
Like you said, John.
It's not what I said, Bob. Don't put words in my mouth. I said some tanker, probably there's a lot of paint there. It had to be a lot of paint. It went for 20 fucking miles. That doesn't do, you can't do that with a 5-gallon of paint.
Right.
Had to be hundreds of gallons of paint.
I don't know if you guys have or have been in these kinds of vehicles. They use those lines. They have like an eye that, you know, reads those lines. And like mine does it. If you get out of those lines, mine will actually like nudge you back into your lane. Oh. And there's cars like, you know, Teslas and things like that. They have the auto driving shit. It uses those lines too.
Things will be swerving all over the fucking road.
Exactly. So that's another issue. So if you're driving through Jacksonville down to St. Augustine, watch
this poor guy. This is all right. So what happened? We found a yellow line out on the road. Take a driver, go out there and get the story. This guy's like, I'm telling you right now, when this thing's over, I'm going to take a rope and I'm going to hang myself off of this fucking branch. This is where I'm at. This is my job right now to go find out what fucking yellow line, where this came from.
He's like, Jesus, I used to report on murders and car chases. Now I have to follow essentially the yellow brick road to the end of the line.
Jody wants us to rub some mushrooms.
I can't help with that. Sorry.
Let's rub some mushrooms.
All right. All right, Bob, anything else?
There it is.
All right. I guess that's it. Hey, listen, if you're watching us on Rumble, give us a like, do us a favor, follow us. And if you can go over to that thing, Kick, KICK.com. Fucking morons over there in Eric Zane show, they're put KIK. That's where fucking perverts go to pick up children. Anyhow, that's why.
Yeah,
go there.
Type Eric's name.
Right.
I'm sure he's there.
Morons. All right, and we'll be back here Monday. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Join us in Discord, too.